Sparing God's Anointed. Saul once again took 3,000 of his best warriors and went after David. That night they set up camp beside the road. David heard where they were, so he went there during the night. Saul was asleep in the middle of the camp with his men circled around him. Next to him was Abner, the commander of the army. The Lord caused a deep sleep to come over all of them. David took one of his men and walked right up to where Saul and Abner were sleeping. The man with David said, "Today God has given you your enemy. Say the word and I'll thrust him through with a spear and pin him to the ground." David said, "No. God anointed him king of Israel. Only God can take that away. He has an appointed time for Saul to die, and we'll accept that. I'll never touch a man anointed by God." David took the king's water jug and the spear that was stuck in the ground next to Saul's head. They left the camp without anyone waking up. When they were a safe distance on the top of the next hill, David yelled at Saul's camp, "Abner, listen to me." Abner woke up and then yelled back, "How dare you wake up the king? Who are you?" "Abner, you're the best soldier in Israel, yet you failed to protect the king, God's anointed. Men came into the camp while you were sleeping. Look around. Where is the king's spear and water jug? You should be executed." Saul yelled back, "My son David, is that your voice I hear?" "Yes, my king, it's my voice. What have I done to cause you to hunt me down like a criminal? Whoever turned you against me should be cursed. They're making me leave the land that is blessed of God." Saul said, "Oh, my son David, once again you had a chance to kill me, and you didn't. It's now clear to me that I've sinned. I've been a fool. Come back to me. I won't hurt you." David said, "Yes, my king, it's true. The Lord gave you to me, but I knew I wasn't to touch his anointed king. May God value my life and spare me just like I value your life. I want him to see that I'm righteous and loyal. Send a young man over here to get your spear." Saul said, "My son, you are blessed of God. You will do great things for the Lord." With that, King Saul went back home. David said to his men, "Eventually Saul will find me, and when he does, he'll kill me. I must go to a place that is out of his reach. What better place than with the king of the Philistines?" So David took his 600 men to Gath. All of them took their families with them. David said to the king, "Please, give me a small town nearby. I don't deserve to live in the same town with so great a king." So he gave David the town of Ziklag. David and his men stayed there for a year and 4 months. The king of the Philistines learned to trust David as one of his own countrymen.